Well, on Tuesday morning, a group of anti-fracking organisations, including local high school students from NIWAT and members of 350colorado.org, gathered in downtown Boulder ahead of the planned Boulder County Commissioners meeting. They were calling on the county to enact an outright ban on fracking. Now, the county currently has a moratorium on new drilling, and that expires, though, in March of this year. Well, the group submitted a petition with more than 1,000 signatures from residents across Boulder County in support of a ban. Deborah McNamara with 350colorado.org says that the renewed calls for a permanent ban on fracking in Boulder County come in the wake of new legislation at the State House that give communities more authority in regulating oil and gas drilling. That's, of course, Senate Bill 181.
The language in SB 181 clearly says that if harm is being done because of oil and gas operations that and it's deemed, quote, reasonable and necessary, as I said in my press statement, that that we can at the local level enact a ban and call for a halt. So that is what we think should happen. And we do think, as I mentioned, that the harm has already been done and is continuing to be done. And so we're just going to continue to make that case. Here locally, we're particularly concerned because Crestone Peak Resources has put forth an application to drill just a few miles away from NIWAT High, and it would be 140 wells, and that's it would be one of the largest, if not the largest, fracking operation in the state. So we're deeply concerned about that, just about the adding of more harm to an already diminished air quality. We have F grade air quality, our ozone, we're out of attainment with our ozone levels, and we have more studies coming out showing that fracking is releasing benzene and other cancer causing chemicals. And so why would we want to pile on more harm to what has already been done? And we know we have Crestone Peak at our doorsteps wanting to drill those 140 wells. So we want to take action before that can happen.
Now, we've been talking about Senate Bill 181. That came out of the 2019 state legislative session. And we're just a couple of days away, really, from the start of the 2020 legislative session. What more would you like to see happen at the State House when it comes to fracking and oil and gas regulation?
Well, I think ideally what we would have loved to have seen and what we would still love to see is a true pause in permitting so that we can be sure that that the law is being followed and upheld. So our concern is that because there never was that pause and the permits are continuing to be issued at quite, I think, an alarming rate. Over 2,000 permits have been issued under the Polis administration. It's really not that different than before 181. So one of the things I would like to see is a closer look at what the law is actually asking decision makers to do, in particular the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. I want to ensure that the COGCC is indeed finishing its rulemaking and that the permitting process is indeed following what the law is asking them to do. And I think that's highly questionable at this point.
Well, the COGCC is still in the process of remaking some of those rules in the wake of 181. I spoke to some of the young students from NIWAT High who have testified before the COGCC, and they've described experiences where the people in the room, the other members of the public, there's a sense of gravitas when a young person steps up to the podium. But when you look at the commissioners, they're on their cell phones or they're maybe chatting with fellow commissioners and not really paying attention to those young voices. I mean, what's been your experience at the COGCC?
Yes, so I've been going to the COGCC hearings for almost 2 years, and my experience is that it appears it's hard to know whether we're truly being heard. Certainly in the past, it appears that the commissioners are not listening. They are often on their phones or computers. However, with the new commission, I think there has been a bit of a change, particularly since new commissioners were appointed last spring after the passage of 181. However, I still think that the business as usual and the sense of status quo prevailing is my deep concern. And even just at the last hearing, we were speaking about, or I gave testimony about the Bella Romero school where fracking is happening immediately adjacent to the school.
And that's in Greeley.
In Greeley, thank you. And there was a spike in benzene levels that was detected in November. And the spike was above, and let me be clear, there is no safe exposure limit to benzene. So already it's not safe and it shouldn't be there right next to our children. But there was a spike that that happened that was detected in November. And so my question to the commissioners is, well, here we are with a new mandate, and the Oil and Gas Commission is supposed to be protecting and prioritizing public health and safety over these oil and gas operations. And regardless of whether the Bella Romero well was put in before SB 181 was passed or not, we now have evidence that is showing us that that well is in violation of any limits of benzene exposure. So why is it still going on? It's, you know, business as usual. So my experience with the commission is that there are more questions being asked from some of the commissioners relative to some of these health and safety concerns. However, the sense that I get is that, oh, well, we need to study it more. Let's look at that. John Putnam, who sits on the commission, was saying, oh, well, there's so much more that we don't know than what we do know, which I don't think is really true. We know enough. We know enough to know that harm is being done. And why aren't we doing more to stop it? I think that is our main question.
Are there other pieces of regulation or legislation that don't directly impact the oil and gas company but tangentially do, that could be passed that would really make a difference? Because we've seen the EPA downgrade the air quality in the Denver metro area. That is now going to kick into effect some tighter regulation. So that's air quality as opposed to regulating the oil and gas industry. You know, is there something like more support at the PUC level for maybe renewable energies? I mean, there are other things that could also be happening at the same time. Yes. That maybe are happening.
Yes, I think so. So there certainly is a lot happening at the PUC and the Air Quality Control Commission and the rulemaking processes relative to other legislation that was passed last year, like HB 1261, which of course is asking the state to move towards significant greenhouse gas reductions. So all of that is underway, and I think that that will continue to impact what's happening with oil and gas development in our state. I don't think it's happening fast enough. I know that there are also some pieces of legislation coming forth that will be promoting renewables and making sure that we have alternative, for example, heating and cooling options here in the state so that we're not so reliant on fracked natural gas. So I know that there are those things coming down the pike as well. And I will also say that there will be a ballot initiative again, and that's being announced at another press conference right now from Colorado Rising. And so that, I think, will also have a chance to impact oil and gas operations in our state as well.
It's Deborah McNamara with 350colorado.org speaking to us yesterday ahead of the Boulder County Commission meeting when they submitted more than 1,000 signatures in support of a ban on fracking. Well, through 350colorado.org, we're joined by several young people, many of them from Niwot High School and their environmental club, including Maya Bovino, who is a junior at Niwot High.
In terms of youth activism, I think that all of us are basically just acting for our futures because out of fear, honestly. I think that's a huge factor for a lot of young people these today, because we know that with the recent studies that have been published by the world's leading scientists, they clearly state that we have 10 years or less to act on climate change before we face dramatic and really irreversible damage from climate change. And that's just something that has really sparked me to action. And especially seeing the Australia wildfires that are raging today, it's really terrifying to me because just a few years ago, there was a wildfire up in Nederland, Colorado, and that my family and I were forced to evacuate our home. And it was undoubtedly one of the most stressful experiences in my life, and I don't want to have to face that in my future, although I know that most likely I will.
That's Maya Bovino, who says, student at Niwot High School, one of the young people speaking at yesterday's Boulder County Commission meeting. Now you can find photos from yesterday's event, a lot more details about what people are calling for in terms of fracking in Boulder County, as well as a map that shows oil and gas development in Boulder County. It's all online at news.kgnu.org.